Thoughts for the week from the Reverend Stephen Guise, priest in charge, second Sunday after Trinity. Dear friends, if my calculations are correct, under normal conditions we would be having matins at our 10 a.m. service this coming Sunday morning, in which case the first reading would be from the Old Testament, or to be politically correct, the Hebrew Scriptures. We would therefore be hearing the passage from Jeremiah, chapter 28, verses 5 to 9, in which the prophet addresses the assembled company who are still in the city of Jerusalem, that is, the remnant who had not been exiled to Babylon, and expresses the hope that all vessels of the house of the Lord, taken by their captors to Babylon, would one day be returned to their proper place. The libretto of William Walton's Belshazzar's Feast graphically describes their desecration at the hands of the Babylonian ruler. Although we have not been physically uprooted like the Israelites in Jeremiah's day, we may currently be feeling deprived and exiled from our usual worship in church, where we would expect to be fed by the sacrament of Holy Communion from our customary vessels, which for the duration lie unused in the vestry safe. The need to worship together in this way is integral in the Christian life, and of course we feel this exile more keenly when it is enforced upon us, even when this is for the best of reasons. I believe, however, that when we are once more allowed to conduct public worship in our cherished church here at St Mary's, we shall appreciate it all the more. It's the sort of response that pundits describe as visceral, that is, not so much an intellectual appreciation, but rather a gut feeling, which resonates with our deepest needs. It is my hope and prayer that when, eventually, this time comes to an end, we shall be able to look back and see our present deprivation for what it is, a deep-seated need for the sacraments which feed us, not only in our minds, sometimes we can intellectualise too much, but also our inward parts and hearts, where the most profound feelings of love and compassion reside. Father Stephen.